God's word for today's sermon is Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. This is the word of God. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing your word. Grant us an ear to hear your word so that we may hear it. And by hearing your word, we pray that our faith will grow and that we will be more like Jesus Christ. Through your word, let us see what he has done and what he has accomplished for us. Let us rejoice and give you all the glory and thanksgiving. Through your word, let us have fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Be with me as I preach your word, so that your word will be preached correctly. And be with all of us who are hearing your word. Let us understand your word. Let us believe and let us obey to bring glory and honor to you. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I come here somewhat regularly, monthly, and I've been preaching on seven sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. I finished up to six, and there's one more left, but since we're not having Lord's Supper, I brought this Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We start with this question, what does it mean to live? For what do we live? What is the meaning and the purpose of our lives? You know, we got up this morning and every morning, but for what? This sinful world provides many answers to these questions. But to Paul, and thus to all Christians, to live is Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. I live to witness that Jesus Christ lives in me. I now live to witness Christ through my life. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. My old self is dead in Christ, and I have been resurrected to a new self in Jesus Christ. Because I am in Christ, I am a new creation. I have been recreated in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I am united to him forever in all ways. I that was separated from Christ doesn't exist anymore. I that was separated from Christ does not exist anymore. And now who I am is only in terms of I who is united to Christ. Who I am cannot be defined apart from Christ anymore. Yom-Kim and Yom-Kim alone does not exist anymore. Every time you see me, Jesus Christ is with me. He lives in me. You know, when we say Jesus is God, at the same time, he's a man. 100% God and 100% man. I'm like that too. I'm 100% man, but Jesus, God, lives in me. I am forever united to Christ, and it is always Yom Kim united to Christ. Yom Kim, who is in Christ. Thus, Christ is my identity. He is my life's meaning and purpose. Everything about me is now defined according to my eternal reality in which I am united to Christ. I am now forever defined by what my Lord Jesus has done and accomplished for me. Even who I love is determined by Christ. He decided whom I should love. I don't choose to love somebody or not to love somebody. He does it for me. He saves his people, and I am to love them. It is not about whether I like to or I like something about that person. No. Jesus decides for me. See, what the world says who I am is temporary. You know, doctor, and I hope I don't offend anybody. If you're a doctor, just... He's not going to be a doctor in heaven forever. It's temporary. I don't know, 50 years, 60 years max. Then you're not a doctor anymore. But who I am in heaven, that's forever. Because that is what Christ has done and accomplished for me. Who I have become through the works of my Lord Jesus Christ is forever. I am God's son. If you go out there and, you know, when you introduce yourself, first thing comes out of your mouth, I am God's son. I mean, they're going to think you're crazy, but that's completely true. I am Jesus' holy bride. I am a citizen of God's heavenly kingdom. I am a God's friend. I am a king and a priest in God's heavenly kingdom. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Thus, all the things I used to love and desire, all the things that were important to me, the meaning and the purpose of my life that I used to have, I count all these things as loss and count them rubbish. This is what Paul says. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 9. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him. We understand that Paul does this because this is exactly the life of Christ. Paul was willing to lose everything to gain Jesus Christ, because that is exactly what Christ has done for you, to gain you. He was willing to lose everything. See, Paul is not just talking about how great he is. He's talking about Christ. Jesus was willing to lose all things, even his life, to gain you. What Paul is doing is just imitating Christ. Because Christ defines his life. It's not about just trying to be a great man. No, it's always in terms of Christ. If the world doesn't recognize Christ as a great, then we don't want to be great. Because it is all about Christ. To live is Christ. My life is all about Jesus Christ, witnessing Christ, living the very life of Christ. He lives in me, I in him. Now I am called to think Christ, speak Christ, and live Christ. For me, to live is Christ. Now, put this in another way. It means that with all that I have and with all my life, I love Christ more than anything else. I am to live my life in such a way that if anyone speaks of my life, then that person would simply say, Christ. It means that Jesus Christ is all. He is all that matters. He is all the value when it comes to my life. I am precious because of Christ, not because of what I have done, what I have accomplished, which is nothing. And I'm so happy that I don't have anything to boast. My value comes from Jesus Christ. Because of him, I'm so valuable to my God. But Paul continues. Not only he says, for to me to live is Christ, but he also says to die is gain. To die is gain. Because to die means, verse 23, it means to depart and be with Christ. To die is gain. The sinful world cannot speak death as gain. I mean, they might trying to mimic what Christian might say, but to them, death will never be gain. But to us, to die is gain. Paul wanted to die, to be with Christ. I mean, if you say things like this, even Christians will look at you funny. He's weird. He wants to die. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, we are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. You know, listen carefully there. He says, we are of good courage, and I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. He doesn't say, I want to do this. He says, we prefer. It's not just Paul. But he says, we. This is the desire of all Christians. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, but I am hard-pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. Now, these verses are not promoting suicide, of course. Suicide is sin. We must live our lives giving our best always until God calls us. And when we say that to die is gain, it is not because it means to escape my miseries in this world. That my situation here on earth is so bad that to die is gain. No, that is not what the Bible is saying. It is not so much about leaving the miseries of this world behind, but it is about being with Christ. Of course, it would be good to leave the miseries of this world behind, but that is not the focus. The focus is to be with the Lord. Why is heaven heaven to us? Just because it's a good place? Can you even imagine really good place, but no Christ? You know, when you see people in love, well, I should say that people in love before marriage, I guess. Love kind of gets cold, huh? But when you see them, they don't care. You know, in the beginning, when they're truly in love, they don't care where they lived. They don't care about anything. It's just, if I just have you. Even this human love is like that. And when we say we love Christ, do we really love Jesus Christ? Do you miss him? Because if you're away from the person whom you love, you will miss that person. If you're not able to see his or her face, you will miss him. See, heaven is truly heaven to us because Christ is there. This is the good news. Because of Jesus Christ bearing our sins and dying on the cross for our sins and living the perfect righteous life for us, and his righteousness is now imputed to us through faith that God has given to us. Because of what Christ has done and what he has accomplished for us, now for Christians, the physical death is not something to be afraid of, but it is gain. It means to go to heaven and be with Christ. Of course, Jesus is with us even now. But in heaven, we will be able to have much more intimate, complete fellowship and communion with him. To us, death is not the end. For us, grave is just the gate of heaven. And in heaven, no longer death, suffering, misery, pain, no longer grief and sorrow. All our tears will be wiped away by our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter how much you have suffered in this life, As soon as you see Jesus' face, I'll guarantee it, you're not even going to remember them anymore. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them. Revelation 21, verse 4, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. For us, death means sin is no more. Death means we will sin no more. We will be able to love our Lord Jesus Christ perfectly. See, we don't know how that feels right now because there was not even 1 second of our life where you are completely free from sin. Isn't that what we want? We wait for that day, and from that day on, I don't have to sin anymore. And I could love my Lord Jesus Christ perfectly. And I could love my brothers and sisters perfectly. And death means to us that we will be able to see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. And seeing God is what eternal life is all about. Here, our focus is not about how great Paul is, but how great God is who made Paul this way. It is about the great power of God which made a sinner like Paul to confess, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Do you know how utterly impossible for a sinner to do this? You want to see a miracle? You look at your brother and your sister in Christ. That is a miracle. Even with all the power in the world, that power cannot change a sinner to love Christ. I even have a background music. We are miracles. And yet, with God, all things are possible. We have so many examples in the Bible. Daniel's three friends, when they were thrown into a furnace of blazing fire, they said that God will save them. But they also said, Daniel 3, verse 18, but even if God does not save us, we are ready to die. Esther in Esther chapter 4, verse 16, and if I perish, then I perish. If I must die, I'm willing to die. Paul dying for Christ is amazing, but what is truly amazing, beyond comparison, is Christ, who is God, dying for Paul. I mean, if you want to look at Paul and say, what a great guy, well, just have your focus move to Christ. That truly traded God dying for us. As a matter of fact, if Christ did not die for Paul, then Paul dying for Christ will be in vain. It will not mean anything. All of Paul's sacrifice will be nothing. It's because of Christ, not because of Paul or whatever Paul has done. Life is precious. It is valuable. It is more valuable than anything you might gain in this whole world. Thus, if you are willing to lose your life for something, then that something is truly valuable. Here in Philippians, Paul tells us that he has found something that is worth losing his life, and that is Jesus Christ. But if you lose your life for him, then you are not really losing your life, but you are actually gaining the eternal life. In Christ, even if you suffer much, and even if you lose your life, ultimately you lose nothing. But there are so much to gain. But our focus is not on what we gain, but our focus is on Jesus Christ. We love him, for he has loved us first. We are willing to give our lives for he has given his life for us. It is our great joy and honor to live for Christ and die for him. Psalm 73, verse 25 to 26, whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we do not live just because we are afraid of dying, nor there is any meaning and purpose in our lives apart from Christ. For us to live is Christ. Christ is what our lives are all about. It is all in Christ, through Christ, by Christ, and for Christ. He is my purpose and meaning, and he is my life itself. To live is Christ, and to die is Christ. To live or to die, here we are not comparing and contrasting one good thing and the other bad thing, but two good things. Both are good. If life continues, then we live for Christ. If we die, it is still gain for us because we will be with Christ. Whether by life or by death, it is with Christ, in Christ, through Christ, and for Christ. Romans chapter 14, verse 8, for if we live, we live for the Lord. Or if we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. See, to live or to die, that is not a question. It's all about Jesus Christ for us. Because to live or to die, it doesn't matter to us. Christ is all that matters to us. Because even to die is gain. Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, let us confess with Paul, until we see our Lord face to face, for me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for what your Son Jesus Christ has done and accomplished for us. Because of him, that our lives now have eternal meaning. What we do, what we say, has now eternal meaning. It's all because of Christ. Oh, Father, bless us. Let us truly, truly understand what our lives are all about. It is Jesus Christ. Let us not judge or think or say or do anything apart from Christ, but all in terms of Jesus Christ and in terms of bringing honor and glory to him. Bless your people, God. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.